Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at Ecclesiastes. If these devotions are beneficial to you, I encourage you to send them on to someone else, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, and discuss them. Allow this to be a backyard conversation to share the gospel with another person. Ecclesiastes 2, 10, and 11, that's our passage today. Solomon is talking about pleasure, and he says, "Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep them from me. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity, a striving after the wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them." When I read Solomon's statement that I just read, "Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure," it makes me pause. It's an audacious statement, isn't it? Solomon described an unrestrained pursuit of pleasure. Unrestrained. Whatever he wanted to have, he took. Whatever he wanted to do, he did. So I realize maybe Solomon is using hyperbole. But remember, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, so maybe he's not using hyperbole. You see, Solomon had the power, the authority, and the money to have anything he wanted to have. He wasn't checked or questioned by anyone. He was the king. There were no parameters on what he could do or have. He didn't push the boundaries. He just blew right past them. The excessive number of wives and concubines proved his unquenchable desires. And yet, there was one day when he woke up and said, "Man, this is enough. This is all vanity, striving after the wind." You see, the point of this passage is this. Solomon, who experienced anything and everything under the sun, experienced it until there was nothing left to try, yet he found that nothing satisfied him. After trying it all, nothing satisfied. And neither will we find satisfaction with anything under the sun. All pleasure-seeking is useless. The only thing that matters is fearing God. That means loving, respecting, honoring, and obeying Him. And when we consider life through our relationship with Jesus, through an eternal perspective, we learn that the limitlessness we are seeking is not found on earthly pleasure, but in an eternal presence with God in heaven. See, when we start with God, we get to enjoy the present and the future. Father, help me learn from the man who tried everything. Help me learn nothing ever will satisfy my heart except for you. Help me seek the first, the things of your kingdom and your righteousness so that all these other things will come as a bonus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.